Have you ever looked up and wondered why one day feels sunny while the next turns grey and rainy? Weather can change, but it is not a mystery. Meteorologists, scientists who study weather, use clues from the air to describe what is happening and make careful forecasts. Today we will follow five clues: clouds, wind, temperature, moisture, and air pressure. First, think about temperature. It tells us how warm or cool the air is. Sunlight warms Earth's surface, and the surface warms nearby air. Warm air can rise. Cool air is often denser, so it tends to sink. Temperature helps meteorologists notice patterns. A quick rise in temperature may make a day feel different from the morning. A steady drop can signal that cooler air is moving in. Temperature alone does not tell the whole story, though. They also check moisture, the amount of water vapor, or invisible water gas, in the air. When moist air rises, it can cool. If it cools enough, water vapor changes into tiny drops or ice crystals. These gather into clouds. Clouds come in many shapes and heights. Puffy clouds may form on a fair day. Tall, growing clouds can bring heavier showers or storms. A flat grey cloud layer may bring light rain or snow. So clouds are not just decorations. They show where air is rising, cooling, and holding water. By watching cloud changes, meteorologists gain clues about what weather may come next. Next, consider wind. Wind is moving air. Air moves because pressure is not equal everywhere. Air pressure is the push of air above a place. Air tends to move from areas of higher pressure toward areas of lower pressure. This movement makes wind. A weather map uses lines and symbols to show pressure patterns. When pressure changes, wind can change too. Wind can carry warm or cool air, and it can move moisture from one region to another. That is why a breezy day may feel cooler than the thermometer suggests. Here is the third idea. Forecasts come from combining clues, not from one clue alone. Imagine a meteorologist sees thickening clouds, rising moisture, falling pressure, and wind blowing toward your area. Together, those clues may support a forecast for rain. But if pressure is steady, skies are clearing, and dry air is moving in, fairer weather may be more likely. Meteorologists also use instruments. Thermometers measure temperature. Hygrometers measure moisture. Barometers measure air pressure. Anemometers measure wind speed. And wind vanes show direction. Weather balloons and other tools can collect information higher in the atmosphere. Even with many clues, a forecast is a reasoned estimate, not a promise. The atmosphere is always moving, and small changes can grow as air travels. Mountains, lakes, oceans, buildings, and land surfaces can affect local weather. Forecasts become stronger when observations from many places are compared. Meteorologists look for patterns over time, then explain what those patterns suggest. They may update a forecast when new measurements arrive. That is a strength, not a mistake. Science improves when people check ideas against evidence. Let's recap. Temperature tells how warm or cool the air is. Moisture is water vapor in the air, and clouds form when moist air cools enough for tiny drops or ice crystals to gather. Wind is moving air, often driven by differences in air pressure. High and low pressure patterns help explain wind and changing weather. Meteorologists combine all these clues with measurements to make forecasts. Now, the next time you step outside, pause and observe. What do you notice about the clouds, the wind, the temperature, the moisture, or the air pressure? Which clue seems to be changing, and what might that change tell you about the weather ahead?